Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
G'day guys, welcome back. 2021-22 season is upon us. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank, your host of the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. Yes, that is right, we're ditching the Pelicans scoop. It is being retired, much like the Hornets were jettisoned back off to Charlotte. We're going to put the Pelicans scoop to sleep and merge into the Hoopball Pelicans. I suppose it makes a little bit more sense given that our Twitter handle is at HoopBallPels. And of course, go and give that a follow at Lyle Swithenbank. It's me. And feel free to go and give me a follow as well. And we're going to have a chat today about a whole heap of things. Basically, we're at the start of the new season. And I guess you're probably wondering where the hell I've been, which is fair enough because I wonder that often, particularly when I hop on the wrong bus. But alas, I have moved house. If you saw it on Twitter, yeah, that is my new house, and very excited to move in there with my partner, Lark, and yeah, we're loving it so far. At the moment, my office is a little bit sparse, but, you know, we'll fill that up soon enough, no doubt, when all of my stuff comes out of boxes and onto shelves. So, lots to break down. Of course, we've had the big off-season. Before we get into all of it, I would just like to shout out all of the people in New Orleans and Louisiana suffering from Hurricane Ida, obviously, a little while ago now, and apologies for not getting a podcast out to distract you guys a little bit earlier. But my thoughts are with you all, and hopefully with the recovery effort is well underway, and I can see on Twitter and the like that some things are still mucking around, getting power back on, and you know, the cleanup continues. As I see, the cleanup and the waste removal is still a work in progress, but we're thinking of you down here in Perth, and yeah, hopefully we can help you all out. I'm gonna, towards the end of the show, I'm gonna announce or foreshadow, I guess, my next guest that we're gonna have on tomorrow, the day after. I'm going to be recording a show, so we'll have a chat about that at the end. But to kick us off, we're going to have a chat about Media Day. So, Media Day. So, it was actually lovely to see all the guys back in the room, in the Smoothie King Center with the actual guys. You know, last year, everything was Zoom. We were sort of all over the shop as to this weird COVID compressed season. This year we're going back to the OG with, you know, 82 game season, crowds, people are getting vaccinated, and obviously some people are deciding not to get vaccinated. Well, that's their own prerogative, but they got rocks in the head, to be fair, because I've got it, and my internet connection has never been better. So I don't know what you miss, why you're wasting your time not getting that 5G upgrade. So Media day. After all of the carry-on of the last few weeks, and I know we've all been across it, the Zion getting piano played to him by David Griffin, we finally got to come face-to-face with Griff. You know, we had the I'm going to put in quotation marks, controversial article by Christian Clark. And I mean, I say controversial, but really it was thought-provoking, and I think a real... genuinely well-written expose written by Christian Clark. Obviously, good friend of the show. He's been on here a couple of times now. And, yeah, hold him in really high regard. I thought that article was fantastic. If you haven't seen it, go back and have a look. It was the Times-Picayune article, NOLA.com, where Christian is the blogger, I guess, the writer, the journalist. And, pardon me, calling him a blogger. He is a journalist. And, you know, he's done a fantastic expose there. So if you haven't had a chance, go back and read that. I won't go into it too much today because you can find it, you can have a read and enjoy it. There's a whole heap of stuff which, from all reports, has been substantiated. And, you know, we found out today that he wasn't going to be asking any questions to David Griffin. So anyway, make of that what you will. So media day. So we kicked off. It was 11 or 10 a.m., I think, New Orleans time. For me, it was 11 p.m. last night. I listened for about an hour and a half and got to about a quarter past midnight, and I was like, I'm going to have to call it here and watch YouTube later on. So that's what I did. I did that this afternoon and on the bus this morning, and we caught back up. Big shout out to all of the journalists that went, all of the reporters and the like who do this, I suppose, extract the information from these guys. It was a long day. I mean, I went to sleep at quarter past midnight, woke up at quarter past seven, and they were still going. So, I mean, props to those guys to keep asking questions. I took a few notes on all of the guys, and honestly, I think it was a great job. Overall, the overarching principle, Willie Green is fantastic. I think everyone is really, really keen on him. And from all reports, that's what we wanted to hear. Really stoked with that. I suppose another takeaway is, I mean, we'll get to it shortly, but Zion Williamson wants to be here. That's per him, was his, per me, he said in his quote, that he wants to be here, that he loves New Orleans, and that's where he wants to be. Fortunately, it was a little bit of a bittersweet moment because David Griffin came out and obviously let it off, and pardon me for going forward, but he sort of dropped a hand grenade, I guess. Yeah, just threw some fuel on the flames and said Zion Williamson has a broken fifth metatarsal and he's out until the start of the season. So he has had surgery to repair his pinky toe. Basically, there's a bone that goes down the side of your foot, a whole heap of tendons and muscles attached to that. I'm not a doctor, so you feel free to correct me, but ligaments and tendons and stuff attached to it. He's broken that, essentially, in Street Clothes is a website that has published an article about it. Go and have a look at that. Really fantastic breakdown as to how people have had that and how they've repaired from it before. Allegedly, I think I saw on Twitter, maybe it was in that article, Robin Lopez had the same injury, and he got over it in about 50 days. So, you know, a month and a half, and that's what they predicted. What's that? Yeah, just short of 2 months. He said he injured it playing basketball or doing basketball activities at the start of summer or before summer league. So, you know, we're looking maybe, I don't know, 6, 8, 9 weeks now, I think. I think it's been that long. Feels like it's been that long. It could have been shorter, but he's on the end, and he didn't have a boot on. So, you know, that's a good thing to see as well at media day. Well, it didn't look like he did from the photos I've seen him walking around. He looks like he's got his shoes on. So it's got to be a good sign. I think it's going to rule him out of preseason, but no doubt they'll just say, well, you're right to go, big fella. And he'll say, yep, I'm right to go. And they'll put him in, and hopefully we won't have to muck around with this slow build-up. They'll obviously think about his fitness and the like, but if he comes back and has got any sort of semblance of fitness, well, I think they'll play him, and I think you have to. I think you can't go through the debacle of this off-season and not just throw him out there and say, go and get your work. Andrew Lopez, another good friend of the show, He asked David Griffin point blank whether or not he's going to play in bursts, and Griff so eloquently, as we see on Griff Presser, which we're still not sure whether or not that is his burner, but or who runs that account. It's funny though. Go and follow it at Griff Presser on Twitter, and you'll get a laugh out of it. But he so eloquently summed up and said, "Well, you know, he's in lockstep in his recovery with the team. He's been working through it, and you know, he danced around the fact that there was this whether or not there'd be any bursts as he played. You know, when he first came back from that injury in his rookie season, he's playing those weird minute bursts. You can play 3 minutes and then you got to come off, and you can lose games. We don't care. But now I think it's if you're healthy, you got to play, and we got to win." So that was pretty interesting that David Griffin did that. He's very eloquent with his words. He's a wordsmith and, you know, a real spin doctor, I guess. He controls the narrative around the team. He's a very friendly and personable-looking guy, and he comes across and presents himself very well. I don't know him personally. I've never met him. So I don't know whether or not he's genuine or not. From all reports, Christian's article was correct, and he did play the piano for Zion. But again, the narrative that was portrayed is that Griff can't play the piano, and he, in fact, did not play the piano for Zion Williamson in the bubble, which was this, I suppose, the big tagline that we saw come out of Christian's article, which is bloody strange if you ask me. But anyway, nothing wrong with a bit of piano, a bit of Billy Joel or something like that. Yeah, not bad. But, you know, the Piano Man moniker is going to stick, I think, and you know, difficult read, and I don't have any sources or anything. I have nothing more than the goodwill of others, and that's all I've heard. So, where to from there? So, we had David Griffin. He did his spin doctoring. He said Zion will be back at the start of the season. As to in what capacity, I don't know. They said he's been monitored with by the team doctors, and the doctor was in on the surgery, and the strength and conditioning coaches have been doing his rehab all summer. So he shouldn't be too far off. Fingers crossed, touch wood. Was it lucky rabbit's foot and four-leaf clover and whatever else you can find that's lucky? Don't go underneath any ladders or smash any mirrors. We'll just try to keep him as healthy as possible. Fingers and toes crossed. Now, after David moved on, Griff moved on, we got Willie Green, a fantastic speaker as always. He has a real presence, commands the room, and he genuinely seemed excited about this opportunity. You know, he raved about Nikhil, which is something that I think we've all been hanging out for, is Nikhil to take that next step. Raved about Nikhil. He said there was a lot of hard work going in the off-season. He wanted him to be good on defense. He wanted him to buy in. And he's also a player's coach. That was the theme throughout the day, is that Willie Green is a player's coach. He understands what the grind is like, what people's bodies are like, what people feel throughout these long, grueling seasons. You know, he's been there. He's done that. He's coached guys, and he's also played in the league for, you know, a decade. He knows what it's about, and I think that's something that the boys haven't had before. And you know, I think the team's going to really thrive because of the presence of Willie Green. And so I'm excited to see how that all transpires. No doubt we will find out in due course, particularly with the first preseason game coming up in like 3 days. I think it's the 2nd of October. We take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. So geared up for that. Obviously, we'll be watching it, and we'll be chatting about it on here straight after the game or thereabouts, depending on how late I watch it. But yeah, we'll be geared up for that. So not bad at all. Fingers crossed Zion gets better soon. He looked big. He looked strong. You know, he averaged 27-8 or something last year on 61% shooting. So if he does that again, well, we're going to be okay. We will be okay. So who came next? We had Zion himself came up, obviously came up, and he spun the narrative, and he was smiling and looked up and about. He Fletcher Mackle from WDSU asked the question of the relationship with David Griffin and the relationship with the city. He said, "I want to be here. I love New Orleans. I love it here." And he did. Yeah, he kicked it off with "per me." and said that Fletcher had the question of the day. So not bad at all. It was exactly what the newspapers wanted to hear. It's what the national media will try to say is all fluff. But you got to take it on face value. This is the first time we've heard him say it, I guess, for a while. And because we haven't seen him all summer. Because he was locked up in some Pelicans recovery facility under lock and key with everyone sworn to secrecy, signing non-disclosure agreements, no doubt. Very 007-like, I'm sure. So it was good to see him out and about. Why we didn't see him at any of these team trainings is because he said he holds himself in such a way that he doesn't want other people, his teammates, to see him down. He said it sucked when he hurt his foot, and it really put the took the wind out of his sails, so to speak. You know, and you don't want to see that. And he said, "Well, I don't want to go to these trainings and just sit around moping and not be myself, because that's just going to bring everyone else down." And you know, I can see that. I can see injuries are the worst, particularly for a guy that has every year had an injury. And you're just about to gear up for year three season. You know, these rookie extensions start coming up, and he just had such a dominant season. Had that broken finger, you know, one thing after another with this fella. And you just want to be healthy. That's what you want to see for this young bloke. He just wants to play basketball. And unfortunately, he was injured again. So I can understand that. I mean, it's disappointing that I suppose the fan base wasn't updated, but again, it's a private thing. You know, this guy's on his off season. He doesn't really want to be bothered. I know when I go on holidays from work, I don't particularly want to be bothered either. At the end of the day, this is their job, and this is their annual leave, I guess. They get to take a few months off and recharge the batteries and rest up and, you know, take some time. And then you injure yourself, and all of a sudden you're thrust back into work because you've got to rehab with your team every day. You don't get a chance to switch off. So I don't blame him, particularly after the year that they had. And, you know, a lot of the guys talked about how difficult this COVID season was. Josh Hart really broke it down, and we'll get to him in a bit. You feel for him. You feel for these young guys. I've only been in the league a few years, and so far it's been mostly COVID. So I know I'm sick of it. I'm sure you guys are over there as well. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, when he signs his $300 million contract in the summer of 2024 or whenever the new TV rights deal comes out, well, I'm happy to see him play in Pelicans colours for as long as he wants to and make $300 million doing it. Okay, so Zion mucked around for a bit, and then we're on to B.I. Brandon Ingram came out. It was actually Jackson. Pardon me, Jackson came out next, I think, and I've said on Twitter, I said he was Jackson, Jackson Hayes, because he looked physically big. You know, his personality was a bit dour. He seemed a bit off. You know, he had that controversial off-season, difficult off-season, no doubt, with the run-in with the police, which you can Google. If you want to hear more about that, I'm not going to go into it on this because I don't know all the details, and I know it's going through all the legal side of things, and I'm sure Jackson wants his privacy respected. So I'm going to do that. He did look big, 235 pounds, he said. He said he was trying to keep the weight around the same, but just put that muscle on, and he looked strong. He looked really strong, and David Griffin talked about at the start that he looked like a beast in Nashville. So basically, if you haven't been following along the last 2 weeks, the guys got together in Nashville. They had a couple of weeks of training and, you know, a bit of a pre-season where the guys got together, scrimmaged and played a bit of pickup and got to know each other and build that chemistry. So that was good to see and good to hear. I think there was eight guys that went over there or thereabouts. Most of the team, I think. I don't think Zion wasn't there. There's a few that weren't, but good to get all the guys together and start to integrate them together. Yeah. So Jax looks good. He's been working on his shooting. He said, "I'm still going to do everything I was doing before, but now I can now do a bit more pick and pops, add that to my game. I can play a bit of the four, a bit of the five if required." And, you know, that's what you like to hear. I hope he's all right. Obviously, he's got a few demons to fight off with at the moment, and he's got his dad staying with him at the moment, which is good. You want the family around you in your tough times, and yeah, hopefully he pulls through it and we have a really big season. If he fuels whatever he's feeling and into his basketball, we're going to see an absolute monster. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, and all the best to Jackson for this season. So then Mr. Brandon Ingram came out and... team captain or what? He showed a real leadership growth. You know, he looked bigger as well. Apparently, he'd been looking after his body a bit more, getting in the weights, and he looked a bit stronger. He looked like starting to fill out a bit. That starts to happen as you get through your 20s. Believe me, I know. Mine, not so much muscle, but just as much weight. So he's starting to fill out a bit, you know, getting the strength through the shoulders. You could see it. And they asked him about all this noise off the court, and he said, well, you know, the noise off the court hasn't really been an issue throughout all of it. What's important is winning basketball. And isn't that just a textbook answer? Don't you want that from your all-star? That's what I want. I want to hear that. He's a basketball junkie. From all reports, that's just what he just lives and breathes, playing basketball, and, you know, good. It's what you want from your stars. You want someone that wants to play it all the time and be the best and improve themselves. Willie Green talked about playing Brandon Ingram out of the post. Oof. You imagine him, little turnaround jumper there. Oh, no one's going to be able to guard that. You put him in the post. Oof. Good luck. Seen a few pretty solid wing players operate in the post throughout the journey. So if he gets anywhere as good as some of the ones who have come before him, well, look out. It's another threat that he's got, another string to his bow, especially in that mid-range game, which is so deadly. So, looking forward to see that. He talked about his Phoenix camp that he ran towards the start of the off-season, or I suppose a couple of weeks before Summer League. He got everyone out to Phoenix. There was 8 guys that came out, including Eric Bledsoe. They all went and did a bit of training and got together and built some chemistry. They all went off to Summer League after that. And, yeah, and they spent a bit of time together. It was good to see B.I. out in Las Vegas having a look, seeing the young guys come through. So really, really good for that. He also said he wanted to be a better presence on defense. That's the one thing he wants to work on in his game. Well, you love to hear it. Show us now, Brandon. Maybe being stronger, that will be, you know, that'll be beneficial. He's got the long enough arms. He can interrupt those passing lanes, and it's just about getting those instincts down, getting the right reads. And maybe if he doesn't have to expend himself so much on offense, there is that gas left in the tank to do it on the other end. So looking forward to seeing an improvement there. He can he'll buy in, and it sounds like Willie Green likes to say all the right things and get people geared up and get those players really motivated. So it'll be good to see him play some hard-nosed defense and become a real two-way threat. That's what I'm excited to see. Honestly, I think that'd be fantastic. He said he feels stronger, to sum it up. Stronger. That's what you want. We had Nikhil come up after that. A lot of people talked about, and a lot of the other guys talked about, how Nikhil Alexander-Walker really stepped up as a leader. He was there and he was goofing around when he rocked up. Had his little camera there that he said he got from CVS. And he was taking photos of the media guys and a few selfies and things like that. But everyone raved about him. Willie Green said he was so excited to see Nikhil develop and how he was coming along and expects big things from him this year. He had dinner with him and Satoransky, and they talked about how they were able to get these different you know, guard combos that we got. You know, Sato come down from the Lonzo Ball trade with Garrett Temple, and so a couple of big guards, big wing type guards. You know, Sato's 6'7". So all of a sudden you got Nikhil, Sato, Garrett Temple's about 6'8 or thereabouts, or just short of 6'4", 6'5", sorry, but he's still pretty tall. You know, these big guards, Naji can handle the ball. Zion can even handle the ball. B.I. can handle the ball. Kyra is a true point guard. There's so many guys that can come through and move the ball, which is great. And multiple people initiating the offense is something that I think we really need. And Nikhil taking a leadership role and being that real glue guy, You love to see it. This is a young guy that said, well, actually, I've been here a little while now. This is year three. It's time for me to step up. And it sounds like what he's been doing. He's been in the lab and he's been working on his shot. And you love to see it. So looking forward to seeing that. You know, he played in the national team. We talked about that on here a few episodes ago, playing for the Canadian national team. And he said that was another thing that he wanted to be really prepared for and get his body right. And it looks like it's carried through. So looking forward to seeing a big step from Nikhil this year. Really, really looking forward to it. And hopefully he gets to start. That's what I want to see. I want to see him start at the two or at and then have Devontae Graham, obviously the other off-season acquisition, or along with Jonas Valanciunas, starting alongside him. So be interesting to see. So before we go into the next person, actually, I reckon we take a break there and we talk about mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up, and it'll give you deposit match, 100% deposit match. Not bad. Put $50 in, get $50 back, free cash. You love it. Yeah, go and gamble responsibly, of course, but if you feel like placing a punt, go and do it over there and tell them HoopBall sent you. It'll be great. The other sponsor is Manscaped.com. Pardon me, Manscaped.com. Use the code HoopBall20. Get yourself 20% off and free shipping. Looking forward to that. Get yourself the Lawnmower 4.0. Fantastic shaver from all reports. And yeah, you can shave whatever the hell you want with that. Don't know. Trim your hedges, so to speak. And maybe in real, maybe like literally as well, you could probably use it out in the garden. From all reports, how durable these things are. And also, if you haven't been over to HoopBall for a little while, go and have a look. Fantasy season is upon us. We're nearly there, so your fantasy drafts will be firing up soon. If you're not subscribed to the HoopBall 360 or the Fantasy Pass or the DFS Pass, whatever way you play fantasy, even the Wager Pass if you like to just have a punt, go and sign up. They're not that expensive at all, and you get access to all the premium stuff. There's so many guys over there and girls, people, who are just absolutely killing at what they're doing over there. And honestly, if you're not using it, you're a step behind. The Brewski 150 is about to drop. I think it's tomorrow it drops even. They've been hyping it up for a long time. If you haven't used that before, it is the best list in fantasy. Aaron Brewski, our fearless leader, puts it together. And, you know, it is an absolute weapon of a tool to help you win your fantasy leagues. So go and do it. Read up the fantasy guide, the draft guide. It's all just something else. I'll tell you what I was having a look at the other day, and I'm going, I better win these fantasy seasons because I'm very good at coming in the top three, which is frustrating. But anyway, go and do that and tell them Lyle sent you. I don't know how, but you could just say, if anyone asks, if you want, you don't really have to. And while you're there, go onto your Apple or mobile device and give us a 5-star review and a little comment on there if you want. And that'd be great. I'd really appreciate that. And obviously supports the show, helps us grow and develops the HoopBall Pelicans. Ooh, nice ring to it. Anyway, back to media day. Devontae Graham, one of the big acquisitions, I suppose, in the offseason. We got the restricted free agent, 4-year deal. We've got him, absolute sniper from three. We like having guys like that. He is clutch. He's good at finishing games off, which is something we like. He hits big shots. He can handle the ball. He's going to be a great complement as a stretch option as well. So you've got that being able to spread the floor. You know, even if you use him off the ball, and he's done that. He had LaMelo alongside him. He had Terry Rozier in Charlotte as well. There's a lot of guys that could use the handle the ball as well. So playing off is not going to be an issue. And that is something that we should be pretty excited about. I'm looking forward to it. So not bad whatsoever. He's going to be leading this team. You know, he's going to be one of those guys that's been around the league. He can talk to the young guys. He's only 24 or thereabouts himself. We got him on a very team-friendly deal. I think it was $48 million or something there or thereabouts, which, you know, that's chump change in the NBA. And not for me. I'd like $48 million. But, you know, for a guy with his skill set, that's really, really team-friendly, and we're happy with that. So good to have him on board. He wants to be here. You can see it all over his Instagram. He is keen to be here and get to work. He was over in Nashville, and you know, seeing him with the team straight away, you love to see it. So fantastic, and looking forward to seeing what he can bring. Who else do we have? Big Bill. Billy Hernan Gomez has returned. He said he was fantastic being back. He obviously went and played in the Olympics for the national team, Spanish national team, and they did very well. So that was good for them. But we luckily got to steal a medal, us Boomers. But anyway, we got bronze, which was our first ever Olympic medal in basketball. But there you go. You're learning on this podcast as well. We also are educational, which we love to be. So he's back with his friends. You know, he played with Satoransky apparently like 8 years ago when he's still in Europe. Devontae Graham was his rookie. So, you know, he was happy to have him. He's one of his best mates. And he said, they're my family. Looking forward to getting back with my Pelicans family and looking out for one another. And, you know, it's good to have him on board. He's one of those glue guys that if you can get him cheap, well, they build locker rooms and they bring people together. And that's what he seemed to do a bit last year. And hopefully that can continue now that the guys are a bit more able to be social with one another and grow together.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up was Jonas Valanciunas. So he found out at night time he was being traded. Apparently jumped straight on Google and found out what restaurants are good in New Orleans, and he was very keen to check all that out, which you love to see. So cheers to Jonas for getting amongst it. He's got a great skill set. You know, he's a big unit, led the league, well, thereabouts, I think, in rebounding. He can score the bucket 17 and 13 or something last year, which it's just phenomenal. He's not going to have to do that as much, you'd assume, this year, but he's a good bailout, especially that's what Memphis did. If they couldn't find a shot, they dump it down to the big unit, and he goes to work, which is something, I suppose, even as fond of Stephen Adams as I am, you know, Jonas has a different skill set. He's a bit more offensive, maybe not as hard-nosed defensively. He can still absolutely play defense, and he clogs the paint up as good as anyone. But, you know, I think his ability to shoot threes, to be able to hit that mid-range consistently, hit free throws, you know, it changes the outlook of the game. So hopefully he can work well with Zion, and that's what we want to see. Josh Hart came up. He got married in the off-season, so that was pretty good for him. They congratulated him on that. He actually went into the COVID protocols of last season. So I know we all knew it was tough, and I suppose the people that were around the team knew even more so, but for me, who just rocks up and sees them get flogged on a 14-day road trip, and you go, why are they so crap? You know, there's a lot more to it than simply rocking up and playing basketball and then going and, you know, relaxing and switching off. These guys were having to be on all the time. They were there before the COVID tests. You know, you had to be there an hour before your training to get COVID tested. And then you had to sit in your car for 45 minutes thereafter waiting to get your negative test so that you could go in and commence training. And then you do it again before you did your games. And it just sounded like an absolute nightmare. And go back and listen to Josh Hart's interview. It was pretty good in terms of how the COVID protocols worked. And it just sounded like a real pain in the behind, so to put it politely. He really wasn't impressed with it, and neither was anyone. But I suppose that was the adaptations that we had to do to get a season, you know. And I suppose at the end of the day, yeah, it goes to the TV deals, and it goes to the players, and it goes to the owners, but it goes to the fans as well. We needed that entertainment, and they jumped through hoops so that we could. So I'm conscious we've been going for a little while. Obviously, Garrett Temple came in, and he was one of the veterans that we had. I'm not going to go too deep into everyone. We'll talk about them all throughout the season, no doubt, as we go. But he's the ultimate professional, and I think his veteran presence is going to be really important on a team. You know, we talked about guys that come in, and yeah, they've been around the league for a little while, but they're not necessarily leaders. Not everyone's a leader. Not everyone ever will be. Not everyone wants to be. Some people just want to go and do their job and, you know, go home. Whereas Temple, he has that real commanding presence. And, you know, getting involved in Nashville and going and hanging out with these younger guys on the team, that's what you want. This guy's got knowledge. He says that these young guys have pulled him aside and asked things about the league and how to be a professional, and he's happy to bestow knowledge. He's very well spoken, very well presented, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can bring this year, both on the court and in the locker room. So here's to Garrett for what he's going to bring. Other guys, we had Jared Harper, who signed. He's a third-year guy. I don't think he's on a guaranteed deal, but he's around. Jose Alvarado, really, really fantastic energy that he brought. Looking forward to seeing him. He's on the two-way deal as long with Dalton Holmes. He was a Division II walk-on. He didn't play basketball in his junior or senior year of high school. He had two ACLs. So, you know, now he's here playing in the NBA. What a story. You love to see it. Najee, he looked good. I've been following him on Instagram, and you can see he's in the gym a fair bit, and he's loving life and getting amongst it. So you love to see that. He's looking forward to playing basketball. He's going to work as hard as he ever has and let the game flow, I guess, and show. You know, his game is going to continue to go strength for strength. He's a Swiss Army knife, and we're looking forward to seeing him continue to play good basketball. Wenyan was still came on, was good to see. He loves Willie. He says compared to other coaches, he's really, really good. You know, you can see that he's a player's coach. He relates to people. He's a great speaker. And, you know, Wenyan talked about his own game. He was asked about it and said, you know, he's got that versatility, that ability to stretch the floors, that stretch four. And he's just going to keep staying ready. And that's all you got to do when you're that far down the rotation. Hopefully you can impress and get some more minutes, because he's got a unique set of skills, and I'm excited to see him play a bit more. Diddy came out, and his English is slowly improving, much better than it was when he first came to Australia, but, you know, practice makes perfect, so good on him. He's got a four-year deal in the off-season. He said he was dealing with some personal stuff during Summer League. We thought he was a bit down during the games, but he really did say that he had some other stuff going on, and you know, when you're in your head, it's not real good. So hopefully he can contribute this year and continue to improve and play a good part in on both ends of the floor and contribute in a positive manner. So we're nearly there. I know we've been going a little bit longer than we usually would. I thought I'd spoil you and break the whole thing down in one go. You know, Herb, he approved Straight Jacket. So Herb Straight Jacket Jones is on. He enjoys it. Lock him up. Straight jacket. Looking forward. Oh, no, sorry. It was a bit strange. It is in the evening. It's late in the evening. He is enjoying the notoriety that he's got as a good defender. He really prides himself on that. Looking forward to seeing him continue to do so. And he can play that sort of 3-5 role. You know, I'm sure he can lock up guards too if you ask him nicely enough. He was an absolute menace in summer league. So looking forward to him continuing to go hard as he wants on the defensive end. And oh, I love when defense is the main priority of players. You can learn how to shoot the basketball. You can get yours. But effort on defensive end is a thing that not all the guys want to do. It's not the pretty side of things, but, you know, it's necessary. And it wins you games. And it's something we lacked a bit in the last few seasons. So looking forward to straight jacket getting into it. Trey Murphy was second last. He was asked about brisket at Chipotle. He must have been getting hold of that throughout the week. So they said that was pretty good. He said that it hasn't really sunk into him that he's in the NBA yet. It's still a bit of a unreal feeling, and he's looking forward to really settling in and building that chemistry with his team, which is great. And I suppose last but not least was Zylan Cheatham. We had him, last year before, I think, as a two-way player. He's back. Great to see him. He said he's excited to be back. He was getting amongst it with all the, chomping it up with all the media guys, yarning on. He said he was in Nashville with them. Willie Green's a real player's coach. He was in Nashville. He said a good example of Willie Green being that player's coach. And, you know, this is one of the actual examples we got, was that he said, in Nashville, there was two groups. So you had one group that was doing lifting and one that was playing basketball. And after the lift, a few guys came out and shot air balls. And instead of a coach that doesn't understand what it feels like to lift weights and then shoot basketballs, instead of getting on the guys, they said, oh, come on, guys, shoot your lift off. And that to Zylan sat there and he goes, well, this is exactly what you want to hear. You know, this guy understands that you've just lifted weights. Your arms are a bit crook. It's going to take a little bit to get back into your rhythm and shake that off. So things like that, I think those little things resonate with the guys. And looking forward to seeing that, I suppose, rapport build with the guys going forward. So not bad at all. It's exciting times, honestly, guys. I'm excited. You know, I carry on a little bit, but, you know, it's good to be excited. It's a new season. There's an opportunity for these guys to really make some noise, and hopefully Zion's foot heals quickly. So we want to see him on the court, and we want to see these guys really bank some wins when we can. So looking forward to seeing that. So first game coming up in the preseason is very soon. I think I said it before, it's 2nd of October. I'll just confirm that now. Uno Memento for those playing along at home. They play the Timberwolves on the 4th. The 4th of October. Sorry, we play them on the 4th. So I was incorrect. It is the 4th. Don't forget, that's 8. Oh, I suppose it's 8 p.m. It's 8 a.m. my time on the Tuesday morning, so it'll be Monday the 4th. Tune into that. We'll get to see a good look at everyone, no doubt. So that'll be all right. Now, guys, I reckon we're just about there. I do have a special guest coming up on the next episode. We're going to record that on Wednesday morning my time, so it'll be up probably, I don't know, Wednesday morning, I guess, or Wednesday afternoon, depending how long it goes for. We're going to announce a little, we're going to support a charity, basically, is where it's going. Obviously, being in Perth, I've made a lot of friends, and in Louisiana and in New Orleans doing this podcast, and I've been really, really blessed to be able to be helped by a lot of people there as well. And unfortunately, I can't get over there and help shovel any of your sidewalks or repair anything, and I'm not really good at doing anything like that. But what I do want to do is use my platform that I've been graciously given by Hoopball to support
people affected by both COVID and Hurricane Ida over in New Orleans and Louisiana. So we're going to team up with a special charity, which we'll talk about in the next one. Guys, I really want you to have a listen to this. And if you've got a few dollars, hopefully you can throw it and there'll be something in it for you guys as well. But anyway, we'll talk about that next episode. Guys, I'm going to put a pin in it. It has been fantastic being back. This is the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. I am Lyle Swithenbank. Look after yourself. Stay safe. And we'll speak soon. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.